Now it's time for our regular feature, Behind Closed Doors, where we talk about sensitive topics. Today's issue is both personal and political. Should condoms be distributed in prisons? AIDS activists, public health authorities, and some lawmakers believe distributing condoms is one way to fight the spread of AIDS. Condoms are available in several county jails and a few state prisons across the country, and state legislators in California are considering a measure that would make condoms available throughout its prison system. Opponents argue that sex in prison is against the rules, and condom distribution just encourages it. But prisoner rights activists say, get over it. Sex in prison is a fact of life, and that inmates are contracting HIV because they cannot protect themselves and then spreading the disease once they get released. Joining us today to talk about this is Melvin Haywood. He served 30 years in an Illinois prison and was released in 2004. Now he is selling condoms with a company called Strapped. He joins us from Harpo Studios in Chicago. Mr. Haywood, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's my pleasure.
And this is a very difficult topic, but I would like to ask, how common is sex in prison?
Well, I think sex in prison is pretty common. It's like any other section of society. People are going to find their needs or wants or want to be with someone.
It's the kind of thing that, you know, in the movies and is sort of played either for laughs. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, you know what I'm saying. There are all these sort of jokes about this. On the other hand, it's, I think, perceived as fundamentally coercive. Are those two stereotypes, either of those close to reality, or is it somewhere different than that?
I think that reviewing it from a non-participant point of view, I've seen it where people have what they call relationships, and they think that they're into a relationship. It may not be public knowledge to the administration, but the population knows that these two individuals are involved and they're into some type of relationship. Also, there are situations where young men are tricked or coerced into doing it by gifts, possible threats.
Yeah, I would say violence. I would think violence would be one aspect that people would be concerned about.
In the early 70s, the state prisons were very, I guess they were up under attack because violence was very common. I think that young men were being raped then, but it was different people around the prison that preached that if a man didn't want to be a homosexual, he wasn't going to be forced to that.
Are you saying that it's different today, that there's less of this kind of sexual coercion today, and in your opinion, it's more likely that these relationships are as voluntary as they can be given the circumstances? Is
I
that
believe
your view?
So. Yeah. Yes.
Do inmates make any effort to protect themselves sexually? I mean, do they make an effort to smuggle condoms in or something of that sort to try to protect themselves from sexually transmitted diseases?
You know what? Years ago, guys were making condoms out of plastic bags, the gloves that you carry or wear when you're serving foods. And also some guys used garbage bags. Now, these garbage bags are either chemically treated or died, so that's a danger in itself. Mm-hmm. So guys have them to some degree to protect themselves.
How do you respond to the argument that if you made condoms available, that you're explicitly condoning something that is not supposed to happen? What do you say to that?
You're not condoning anything, but you're allowing these individuals to protect themselves by being strapped. That cuts down the possible disease of being spread. That cuts down people going home with health problems. That cuts down on people going home transferring these diseases to their loved ones. I mean, it's a win-win situation.
What about educating people about the dangers of sexually transmitted diseases? I mean, what about being really clear about what the consequences might be?
Well, they need to have that in prisons as well as the general society, because we target the young generation because they think they're invincible. Education is a necessity.
How do people have these liaisons if they're monitored as closely as people envision people in prison being watched? When are they able to have the privacy to have these relationships?
I would say when you got a cellmate, one officer cannot control 100 to 200 guys. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And any different cell blocks are made different ways. Like some of them are round houses, some of them are rectangular, some of them are X-shape. And when a guy makes his rounds, how closely can he monitor all these different individuals when they got cellmates and stuff? You know, you may time the guards around, you may do anything. you may find an isolated place.
But what about people who are trying to coerce somebody else into a relationship that he doesn't want to be having? I guess what I'm wondering is, if you were to make condoms available, would it make it easier for someone who is inclined to coerce another prisoner into doing it, because he wouldn't face the threat of disease? He might face the threat of prosecution. He might face other threats, but there isn't even that barrier against trying to coerce somebody.
I don't think condoms are going to play a part in the coercion or not. It's going to happen. This is something that's going to happen. Maybe not as widespread as some of us think. Maybe more often than we could imagine. This is going to happen. The availability of condoms is a necessity for the protection of any individual.
Now let's talk about, you've got this new job with a condom company. Do you think your new job affects your point of view on this?
No, I don't. I've always thought that people should be allowed to protect themselves. I've had a gradual coming into this because I had different thoughts on a lot of situations over the years. I've grown.
Okay. All right. All right, Mr. Haywood, I sure appreciate your speaking with us. Melvin Haywood is a former prisoner. He's now the Midwest distributor for Strapped, a condom manufacturer that markets to African-American men. Mr. Haywood, thanks again.
All right. Thank you.